From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Computers for students are essential, but they are also expensive. Now that budget pressures are increasing, schools are looking for ways to cut technology spending. NPR's Larry Abramson has the tale of two school districts that are traveling different paths toward trimming their tech budgets.
Okay, once you've typed in the ACPSSW, you're going to go to password.
At John Adams Elementary School in Alexandria, Virginia, teacher Amberly Klaus is getting her class of first graders hooked up.
And you're going to type in student.
In this room, each student has a laptop. They're connected wirelessly to the internet. 7-year-old Mireille Gnarek is so young she can't spell the password she needs for World Book Online.
I don't know how to spell students.
Alexandria, a highly diverse system of 10,000 students outside Washington, D.C., has a rich offering of technology, even for the youngest kids. Resource teacher Audrey Bigger says she wants her students to be able to jump online anytime.
It depends heavily on having internet access, yes.
Right now, these kids are working on regular-sized HP laptops that cost the school system about $800 apiece. Elizabeth Hoover, in charge of the district's computer systems, says these machines work fine, but she's looking to go smaller.
This is an HP MiniNote.
Hoover holds up a tiny netbook computer. It looks a little like an overfed smartphone, and it's part of the latest generation of smaller, portable laptops. Hoover says there are two reasons why she's interested.
One is the price.
Just over $400 for this model versus $800 or more for traditional laptops. And
the size of it, it's about 2.6 pounds, which our other laptops, I think, about 5 pounds.
Which makes a big difference when you have a classroom full of little ones carrying these expensive toys around. To accommodate a growing student population, Alexandria is planning to buy 500 HP Minis and take them for a test drive. Beyond the cost, Audrey Bigger says there's another reason to give children technology that's more portable.
We have to play with the toys that they're playing with. More students are using handheld devices for their communication and their creation, and this is more similar to the handheld devices that they're using in their world.
In the Berlin Township Public Schools in southern New Jersey, budget pressures are just as intense. Superintendent Brian Betts says he was considering buying a package of 30 laptops.
With the same amount of money, we got 350 NEOs.
NEOs are small, dedicated word processors. The manufacturer, Renaissance Learning, describes them as the only laptop designed for the classroom. They do not connect to the internet.
There are a lot of parents, including a number of my board members, who don't want children to have internet access in school. So that really wasn't an issue.
NEOs won't play music or send messages, so they don't create the kinds of distractions common with regular laptops. That's something that Renaissance Learning highlights on its website in a laptop smackdown.
You need internet access, kid. How else are you going to IM your friends when teacher isn't looking?
In these online ads, characters representing PCs and Macs appear as charlatans pushing irrelevant technology on students. Teachers at Eisenhower Middle School in West Berlin, New Jersey, like the fact that the NEOs come complete with dedicated software for boosting basic skills. In Dina Botley's 7th grade science class, the teacher uses the machines to test the kids' knowledge of a recent lesson.
Which of those planets is an inner planet? A, Neptune, B, Venus, C, Jupiter.
Students click on their individual NEO machines, and a wireless signal immediately tells the teacher that they have all responded correctly. She uses the information to gauge how students are progressing over the semester. Students seem comfortable with the machines, but they are not crazy about them. 8th grader Rebecca Miller tells Superintendent Betts, compared to her home computer, this is pretty bland.
Like, when it prints, it looks kind of boring and plain.
Do you have to focus in on writing? Actual writing as opposed to adding graphics? Oh, what a horrible thing.
Alexandria, Virginia, and Berlin Township, New Jersey, are taking different approaches to technology, but they are attacking a common problem, the need to make computers a comfortable part of learning without letting the gadgets take over the budget. Larry Abramson, NPR News.